dangerous.
Big time.
I understand that is the dog of the day, right? Is that's
pit bulls?
Yeah, popular.
Yeah, and they're very, very good dogs. Like, they get this bad rap because they're pit bulls. But, like, that one wasn't one you take home and show the grandma, hey, you want to see the dog we bought the kids?
No.
No.
He was not tame. He was going to go after us.
He had that spiked collar, and he was growling at us like he was, if that guy let go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We'd have a story.
Yes.
Because he was.
It would either be the Cap Show or the Jay Hood Show. One of us wouldn't be back.
It was brutal. I was fearful.
Yes. We got into the vestibule of the parking garage. Hoodie's like, let's go. And I opened the door, and we slid in there quick and closed it. It was not cool. Anyway, the biggest fold under pressure in ESPN 1000 history.
Oh, boy.
You heard us right. The biggest fold under pressure in ESPN 1000 history in 2 minutes.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
I was listening to the Waddle and Sylvie show yesterday, and they got into a discussion on continents, the 7 continents of the world, and Sylvie couldn't think of the 7th continent. It was really, really entertaining, and hats off to Adam Abdallah, because Sylvie's like, well, we'll get back to this after the break. And Abdallah absolutely would not allow. He said, I don't care if we don't go to break. We go right to White Sox baseball. You're answering the question. Here is that exchange. Hoodie, it is freaking.
You play it, this may be the biggest choke job in the history of sports.
How do you say? Why do you think?
I mean, we just, like, I was not, you know. Some people, if you're into baseball analytics, you're like, I don't know if choking is really a thing. You know, that's always been a debate. If you've ever doubted choking under pressure, I think this clip will prove to you that it does indeed exist.
Correct. And Waddle painted a great picture of Sylvie sweating. Like, oh, God. Oh, God. Like, had he been at home still, he's now back in the studio, thank God, he could have very easily looked something up, got a text message, whatever, and rescued this segment. But it wouldn't have been as funny as this.
I was standing over here nodding. I was nodding at the Twitch camera.
That's
I'm a bobblehead, as Waddle says. Europe is a series, a bunch of countries.
Yeah, individual
they
countries.
Form Europe.
That's
yes.
right. They form a continent.
There you go.
Yeah. Can you name the 7 continents?
I probably cannot.
Let's go.
No.
You're on
North
the hook
America,
right.
South America, Australia, Europe, Asia.
Did you just say Europe?
Europe,
okay.
Asia.
Not my up, Europe.
You're up!
Okay, right? So that's 5 of the 7. And then are we talking about the Antarctica? Is that's 6? And then 7 is...
Starts with an A.
Yeah, I said Asia already, right?
Yeah, you did.
Can I say that again?
Let's start over.
No,
it's another one.
Okay.
There's another one you're missing, I think.
Antarctica? I mean, I said Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Did I say Antarctica?
Yeah. It's a very large continent.
Oh, what am I missing? Australia. Did I say Australia?
Australia's... No.
It's my hockey.
Come on. I'm not letting you off the hook.
Pass me a gummy. I won't get
Start
it.
Start over again. You are not leaving for a break until you get this. Start
North
over.
North America, South America.
2.
Antarctica.
3.
Asia.
4.
Europe.
5.
What did I not say now that I said last time? I got to write
you're
this
not,
out.
No, you're not, we're not going to break until
I know,
get this.
I know. I got to do this.
Start again.
Is this obvious? Am I like just completely?
Yes, you're on. This this is your trivia bugaboo. Like you hate
this is
trivia
what,
because
sweat
you're like me with Christian Pulisic.
Yeah,
sitting there. What are you doing?
You know, he's going to show you all the sweat on his forehead right now because he's freaking out. Like, Sylvie, they can actually
in front of the Twitch cam.
No one can see that because
you're on
of the lighting.
He
can,
the lighting's poured. You now just your face is in front of the camera. Now you're trying to crawl off
by the way,
the desk.
You look at home crawling around a stage.
Oh, listen, the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Three of us in this room know what he's missing.
Yeah. Yes.
Only Sylvie doesn't know what continent he's missing.
Straight. Abdallah, am I ready to go here?
Oh, you're ready to
go. I'm ready to go. I've got something up the sleeve. I'm ready to go. Whenever Sylvie figures this out.
Okay. Let's do it again.
Can I go to break?
No, we're not going to break until you get this.
We'll take this all the way to White Sox baseball at 4:30 if we have to.
Let me borrow this.
What do you? Oh, you're.
Are you going to write him down?
I'm just writing him down. So
write him down.
North America, South America, Europe,
sure.
Three,
mm-hmm. Asia,
four,
mm-hmm. Antarctica,
yep. Yeah.
And then this is where I got.
It's
and
tough.
I got.
It's a tough one.
This is where you panic. Panic sets in. Anxiety.
You're crawling
is
on the desk.
Yeah.
This is.
Crawling on the desk?
Yeah, I'm crawling to
think of the map.
I am thinking of the map. I am not a Michael Jordan. I am not a geography major.
It's not even geography.
Well, if it includes a map, it does.
No, I understand
knowing where is where.
But this is, you're missing the biggest landmass. Like the second biggest.
Whoa, stop giving clues. Asia the biggest one?
I would say Asia is probably the largest.
Second. That's why I said second, maybe third. I'm not sure.
Map it!
That's the best segment in the history.
We
map it!
That was us, right?
No.
No, Carmen, Yurko, and Harry did map it. Yeah, they would throw a dart.
We
map it! Get it.
Okay, you are. Because the sixth one on, you Sully. Mentioned, but we threw you off and you started to panic. Okay? Australia, you're good.
Australia, yeah.
Okay, you're good with that.
I already
hit
Australia.
You're good with that.
Map it!
But now you're still missing one.
And another A. Don't know. I hit all my A's.
We're not going anywhere.
I'm not going to break.
I'm not.
We're just hanging out.
We're good. We're staying here until you
give me a hint here.
Let's note
time.
Go back to third grade.
Multiple hints have been
This is why I wish I paid attention more. These are the types of adult things why I wish I paid attention more in school. I was reading Sports Illustrated.
I bet you we could call your son and he would know
Mason
these.
Would not Mason would
do
know
it.
This.
Do it.
Map it.
Give it to me. I'm not going to get
no.
it.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Then I'm going to think about it during the break.
Who cares? Who cares?
Do it again.
We've got clearance.
I already said North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Australia.
Yeah. Boom! There's one more!
I know that there's one more. I know there's seven. I know it starts with an A. I know it's a big landmass.
This is a bit. This is a bit.
Not a bit.
There's no way.
There's no way you don't know this. You're panicking right now.
I am panicking.
I see fear in your eyes.
There's fear in my eyes. Again, I'm not.
You're going to get it.
I'm not going to get it.
Yes,
you
are.
Know me better than me. I'm not going to get it. We could stand here all day and
I will not get it.
Can I give you one clue? And it's sports related.
No.
Yes,
no.
Just one.
I'm not looking at my phone. Someone's texting me now, so just so you know, I don't cheat.
Twitch chat thinks this is a bit.
This is not a bit.
No, it's
I don't
not
do
a bit.
Bits.
I can see fear in his
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, this is
I, like,
this
I can
is
see
it.
Map it.
I can see the sweat starting to bead on your forehead.
Think, man.
South Africa. No? Africa.
Yes!
Yeah, see, is a bit.
Yes!
Is a bit.
Oh, boy.
It was so obvious.
South Africa first.
I know. It escaped. I was going to say marathon run.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I would have gotten it there.
I could have said Egypt, and you might have not gotten it. You might have said the Middle East as a continent.
Yeah. That wouldn't have helped me either. That's the essence of being in the spotlight.
The simplest things are the ones that are most confusing.
Damn it. I hear the drums. Stupid.
Soak it in. She hears only whispers of some
quiet conversation. And then isn't the name of this group Asia?
No.
Toto.
No! This is Toto.
Toto, that's right. Toto Africa.
I was bad.
There's another group called Asia, though,
there is,
right?
Yeah. There is.
I got my 70s and 80s
music. Hey, have you heard the latest release from Australia?
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Wow, I thought I was bad at music.
What do you think, Meller?
My favorite part is the Asia confusion at the end there.
I mean,
playing Toto, and Sylvie's like, isn't this Asia? Fantastic.
I mean, just nothing African. Nothing. Just amazing, man. Nothing on the motherland, huh, Sylvie? Nothing. Nothing for the motherland. That's outstanding.
That was hilarious.
It was on the tip of his tongue, and you could tell that the guys were trying to help him along a little bit.
Black is trying to urge him along. Abdallah's like, you're not going to break. I don't care if we go right into White Sox baseball. That was the best line of the whole thing.
As I heard that live, I thought that it was on the tip of his tongue, but he just could not pull it. It's there. He just couldn't get it out.
But that's that's a professional athlete stepping up in Game 7 of the World Series, or maybe pinch running in Game 7 of the World Series.
Having the perception to know you can tag on Rajay Davis.
Yeah, but that's more like, you know, being thrown out at second, what we got yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
So as we take a look at the continents, let's rank our continents. What's the best ones? Well, you know, I think for me, it starts with Africa.
Okay.
Clearly.
Number one, yeah. With a bullet for
about that
hoodie.
Yes.
Wow.
About that.
Why not?
Okay.
So
I don't think Sylvie's going to have them number one on his list.
No.
No, seven, clearly.
Either for music or for continents, apparently, not on the radar. Nonetheless, I like to see more of North America. I like to see a lot more of North America.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been to Portland. I've not been to Oregon yet. I like to see the Nike outlet. I like to see how that's all made. I've not been to Boston yet.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't been there. And again, that would just be to see the beer and how it's made, the Sam Adams and all. I've not been there for that. So there's certain places in North America that I've not seen yet. Certain places of Canada I'd also like to see as well.
Now, you have been to Alaska, as have I.
I have.
It's all right. Not a huge fan. That's not my cup of tea.
No, of course not.
We're gray.
We're not just like, you know, deep fishermen.
Correct.
We're not going there for wildlife.
Hawaii? All in.
Yeah, I'd like to do that once. I've not been there yet.
Have you been to Europe?
Europe?
Yes.
I have not.
You'd love it.
No, I've not been to Europe.
Europe is spectacular.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
So that's so for me, Africa, list yours. Don't just Africa, North America, South America I'd like to see. Asia, I'd like to see. Australia, I think, is interesting.
That's on my bucket list.
That's like a day.
As is Africa's on my bucket list, and Australia.
Not Sylvie's.
Yeah, obviously. South America, I've never been to. Antarctica, obviously, no. Australia, now also known as Oceania.
Is that what it's called now? Yeah. Oceania. Okay.
It's both. You can go with Australia / Oceania.
Correct.
Kind of goes with both.
All right.
It takes a whole day to get there, right? Is it 24 hours?
24-hour flight.
It's upside down when you get there, right, Danny?
Correct. And their seasons are the reverse of ours. I'm not going to Australia anytime soon. Could you imagine sitting on a plane for 24 hours?
Oh, is it just straight flight Chicago to Australia?
Well, some will have a layover, but some you can go in one straight shot.
Yeah, it's like a 16 to 18-hour flight, I think, when you actually, wherever you're flying from, if you're flying from like Hawaii or California, wherever you fly out of.
That's where I saw some sports during the pandemic, right? ESPN2 was showing like rugby. There's no COVID-19 people sitting side by side.
They did a really good job of shutting down early, and so they were.
Yeah, I mean, you landed there and you went right into quarantine.
Oh, I see.
Like, no shot. Now they're back having fun.
Antarctica would be last because a brother don't want to be cold.
I've got Antarctica number one. I like penguins.
It would be cool. To take a picture by the North or South Pole. You know, they actually have the pole there. Like, that would be a cool picture to have. I have no desire to go either.
That's for sure.
I'd like to open a strip club on the North Pole.
Oh. Rest in peace, Super Soccer League. Plus some Nick Saban. You got to hear. It's all coming up next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Welcome back, Cap J-Hood. Don't forget, Carmen Yurkin for Crosstalk at 10. Guarini is at noon. Waddle and Sylvia, 2. Black and Abdallah and White Sox. Baseball is at 4:30 today.
The odd 4:30, right before dinner.
There you go. I have it on while I'm cooking dinner.
Oh, the 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock
Yes, sir.
What's going on with Cleveland?
Hey, you know what, though? It worked out. They beat the snow that rolled in yesterday night. Crazy. In Cleveland.
That is true. You get snow, by the way, by you
Did not.
Morning?
Did not.
It was coming down on the south side.
Really?
Oh, yes.
God, it was like 78 when I went outside. It was gorgeous.
What's that like?
Exactly.
78 and sunny every day
right.
in your neighborhood.
That's it.
Where it's always dark and rainy on the south side of Chicago. No, it was just big flakes. Big flakes this morning around 4:15, 4:30 this morning.
Crazy.
Snowing, but obviously it's pretty good out here. Thank you, Tracy, for the sunshine this morning.
Tracy's the greatest. Tracy Butler, ABC 7 Weather. Meller, did you see what happened in the Oklahoma-Georgia women's softball game last night?
I cannot say that I did, Cap.
So Oklahoma had
won. What about
won.
Me? You don't ask me. What about
I thought you were on the phone.
Well, I saw it. What about you?
I saw it, yes.
I saw it.
Hoodie okay. and I were watching it. So Oklahoma had come in with a 40-game winning streak. 40! Georgia gets them, and they're going to beat them. Hoodie's representing Georgia right now with his Georgia shirt on. And the young lady came tearing around third, ran in to score the winning run. Never touched home plate. Wasn't even a play on her. Just so excited, she kind of bounced over the plate, and they appealed. You're out!
We never say guys bounce over the plate, but she actually did bounce over the plate.
She did. She, like, jumped and then jumped again. She was so excited with her arms up, and they show the replay. She's not within 10 inches of the plate.
Al Mora would have touched it.
Exactly. And that's why he gets a tribute video.
I'll just say this, Cap, and I've seen my share of softball. A lot of celebrations. A
lot.
Actually, too many. Just for a run scored. Like, wait, let her cross the plate.
Correct.
Back off, let her pass the. But it's a lot of that. You've seen this in softball, right?
Yes.
One run is like a walk-off.
It's crazy.
In the top of the first.
It's crazy.
Hey, he scored. Oh, my God. Like, just move out of the way. Get back to the dugout. But you love the camaraderie, right?
You do.
You don't get that in the pros, but you get that in college all the time.
And so they appeal. She's out. And then they went, I think, to extra innings.
Yes, they did.
And a young lady lined a base hit to left, and here comes the game-winning run, throw to the plate, offline, and Georgia wins anyway. I would have felt awful for that girl if, because she was so excited, she never touched home plate, that would have cost them the game.
So, you were saying about Super Leagues and soccer. We just talked about this yesterday.
Correct.
And it seems like this has just collapsed now, the idea. And we had our guy Peter in Miami. He's a P1 to Cap and Jay Hood, a big listener to our station. And he referred to, because it's American owners, as soccer being Americanized. And I can understand how Rush Zetterman did not like that idea of it being called American. What do you mean, Americanized? What are you saying? Just because you're a capitalist and you care about money doesn't make you a bad guy. So Zetterman did not like the idea that Peter in Miami called it Americanized. Look, if college football, if the powers that be in the Power Five conferences, if all the commissioners came together, Cap, and they could do that and separate themselves from the NCAA, they would do that.
No doubt.
Yeah, because the only reason why you do it is because of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do that. So now, Jeff, tell us the latest. Now, what is happening with the Super Soccer League? Does this happen or not now?
So, yeah, it really feels like it is coming apart at the seams. Yesterday, there were leaks. We mentioned that Boris Johnson was threatening, potential legal action in England against the clubs that wanted to leave, the six English Premier League teams that were threatening to become founding members of this Super League. Then there were leaks that one of the six clubs was upset with Manchester United and Liverpool for misrepresenting what this whole league was actually going to be. And so all of a sudden we were getting rumors yesterday morning that it was already in a tenuous position. Then yesterday Chelsea fans had a match, and prior to the match, they gathered together outside of Chelsea's stadium, and basically they're chanting that
that Stamford Bridge?
Yes.
How about that? I got that stadium.
They're chanting that there's a lot of chants not in support of this. Chelsea's one of the clubs that's supposed to leave. Within, 20 to 30 minutes, Chelsea as a club releases a statement that they're pulling out of the Super League. Manchester City also follows suit very, very quickly. And then, like dominoes, all six English clubs are now pulling out of the Super League. Talk about not being able to read the room. These members, these board of directors that oversee these clubs that have the most power, essentially, it's kind of like if Ted Phillips made the decision that the Bears were going to be a part of their own league. It's not really the general manager per se, but now all these boards of directors are being forced to resign because of the absolute debacle that this whole Super League has come about. Within 48 hours, it's, you know, we're going to start a new league. I mean, that's a pretty big, you know, you've got, you're taking on financial, you're going to take loans from JP Morgan. You've got that lined up. And now 48 hours later, the league's like, all right, this is a bad idea. The fans hate
it. Absolutely crazy.
Okay, so now it's just done now. Now, we do have six teams that did separate themselves, right? Can they ever get back in, or is this done now?
It feels like it's done because and even though the six teams that the English teams that have now pulled out, and basically because once Chelsea and Man City said they weren't a part of it, the other four were like, well, we can't go forward with this because this is going to be a disaster. Oh. It doesn't seem like if you don't have those six teams, if you don't have any English clubs, what's a Super League? It's kind of ridiculous to call it a Super League, you know?
So in American sports, as we talked about, and I love your Twitter feed, Jeff_Meller, to really explain it. And for me to wrap my head around it, because even though I'm not the biggest soccer fan, I will watch major events. If I know it's the best against the best, I'll put on Peacock. I'll turn it on. But the point is that we broke it down in college football terms. I'm just wondering. I think that college football will be the first to do something like that. I don't think that Major League Baseball or the NBA would be doing that anytime soon. Definitely not the National Football League. I think that college football, something that's not pro, would do that first.
Agreed.
You know what?
That's what I think.
Waddle brought up an interesting point yesterday. College football, what if these, you know, the power teams that we mentioned did pull out? You know, the six teams from the SEC that we named, you know, your Alabama, LSU, Georgia, a few others, Florida, they pull out, they go with Ohio State, Michigan. If the power teams actually created their own conference, you could actually theoretically, or not conference, their own league, they could theoretically pay college football players. Now things get a lot more.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, because they're no longer under the NCAA's governance. Talk about an interesting way to create, you know, a financial windfall for, you know, your college athletes. And now all of a sudden you've got, the only thing that would be, I guess, disappointing would be that I think if you're anything close to a potential pro prospect, you would want to go play in that league.
Now here's a thing, Cap. Get this. If college football did that, those kids wouldn't have to go to school, right?
They could do whatever they wanted. They could major in their sport.
The sport is the major.
I've never had a problem if they wanted to allow Jeff's kid to go off to college and major in his sport. But understand, when you graduate with your degree in football and you don't make the NFL, don't come back to me and say, I don't have any life skills. I only majored in football and weightlifting. That's your call. You want? We'll train you. We will get you in the best shape. We will get you ready for the NFL. If you don't make it, that's on you. Don't come back at me.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I could not major in the sport that I'm playing.
Correct.
I need to learn something else.
Correct.
As a fallback. I need that. Or as grandmama used to say, pick up a trade.
Trade?
I'm in broadcasting. No, you need a real job.
Right.
Excuse me?
Exactly. That's a career. All right, Dan Graziano. Are the Chicago Bears looking to move up in the draft? Have there already been calls? We'll ask that question to the most dialed-in guy. He's Dan Graziano. Next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So, the Bears still have a quarterback problem. Shocking. They've got Andy Dalton for this coming year. And this is not anti-Andy Dalton. He's a competent, professional player.
Yep.
This is about the organization and their inability for so many years to solve it. I told you, I went out to eat at Espresso, my favorite breakfast place, and this guy's in there, listens to the show all the time. He's like, yeah, I heard you talking about my dad. I'm like, who's your dad? Sid Luckman. It was Sid Luckman's kid.
Yeah.
It's the last quarterback we've had. This guy was in his 70s. His dad would have been 100.
It's amazing.
That's how sad it is.
And he'd still be a better quarterback than what the Bears have.
Sid would.
A 100, yes, a 100-year-old Sid Luckman.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Dan Graziano is as tapped in as anybody, and he's a great friend of our show, and he joins us right now. Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We are good.
We are very, very good, Dan. So one of the things that I want to talk to you about is we know that Trevor Lawrence is at the top of the draft. He'll be drafted by Jacksonville. Are there any other difference-making quarterbacks in the draft after Lawrence that you're hearing about that organizations really like?
Well, quarterback's very much an eye of the beholder thing. And I think, you know, Zach Wilson from BYU has kind of emerged out of this pre-draft process as kind of the strong number two behind Trevor Lawrence. I think that's why it seems almost certain to be picked by the Jets at number two. So obviously their hope would be that he's a difference maker. And then the group of three after that we've all heard so much about is Mac Jones from Alabama and Trey Lance from North Dakota State and Justin Fields from Ohio State. So it really becomes a question of, well, it becomes a question of who you like, but first, before that, it's a question of who the 49ers like, because they'll have the choice to make from among those three guys. And then after that, you know, what happens? Does Atlanta take one? Does somebody trade up? That's where it starts to get interesting for your audience, is if the remaining two guys start to slide back down into the, I don't know what, 9 or 10 range, and then maybe that's in range to maybe make a big move to get up there if you really feel like that's your guy. But those evaluations differ from team to team, and I cannot claim to know who, if any, of those guys the Bears would feel great about making a move up to get.
Okay, so in this town, if you said the name Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace, mm-hmm. fans are going to be like, I don't want them making any decisions on any players here. But outside this town, I make the calls. I'm not as dialed in as you, obviously, but I've got some friends. I got a college roommate of mine who scouts in the league. He said, dude, I'm just telling you, Matt is really, really well respected, and he'd have a job in 2 seconds. He said, and organizations would hire Ryan. He said, they like those guys. He said, Matt is very good at evaluating quarterbacks. Is that the perception outside of Chicago that you hear?
Well, I think the bloom is off Nagy to some extent just because there was an idea that, well, if he's that good, then he should be able to make it work with Mitchell Trubisky,
right.
And he didn't. So that doesn't speak to his evaluation abilities because he didn't draft Trubisky. So, yeah, it may be that sort of matches up with the way the Bears have operated. They want to give these guys an opportunity to make the next decision on that position. And so we'll find out. But I think, yeah, I don't know that evaluation of quarterback is the problem with Nagy. I think it's more a matter of he wasn't able to sort of turn Trubisky into a success. And, you know, that certainly could be as much on the player as the coach, or it could be a shared responsibility. So, no, I mean, they're both well-liked and I think well-respected. It's just, you know, they will be judged forever on what happens at the quarterback position. And if Trubisky ends up being the biggest quarterback move he made, then that's not going to be a good long-term judgment. And if they do find a guy in this year's draft and Nagy can make him a star, then that changes the perception of him and his career trajectory as well.
Dan, the Green Bay Packers are just a play or two away from getting to the Super Bowl. Have you heard anything about Aaron Rodgers maybe trying to rework his salary to try to add more free agents for Green Bay this upcoming season?
They haven't touched the contract of Aaron Rodgers, even as they've cleared cap room by adjusting other people's contracts. There was a $6.8 million roster bonus that kicked in about a month ago, so they can no longer restructure that, from what I understand. So it tells us, we have heard a lot about it, but we've also noticed that it hasn't been done. And I think that tells us a lot, whether it's the Packers not wanting to do it, whether it's Rodgers not wanting to discuss possible solutions. I think what the upshot of all of that is that they're year to year with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, that, you know, they moved up to draft a quarterback in the first round last year, Jordan Love. So get to next February, March, you got to answer these questions. What kind of season did they have? What kind of season did Aaron have? What kind of year did Jordan Love have from a developmental standpoint? And all those factors will go into the decision of whether to move on from Aaron Rodgers at that point or go another year and see what happens. So obviously there are other factors involved, like the emotions and all that kind of stuff. But I will say this, it's to the Packers' credit and Rodgers' credit that they were able to put all that stuff aside this year and win a bunch of games. So they've shown that they can overcome that aspect of it. But in terms of the dollars and cents, that nothing has changed that would indicate that they're more committed to Aaron Rodgers now than they were a year ago.
So Zach Wilson goes number two. Who do you believe is going number three? Because there's in my world, I don't believe they traded three first-round picks and more to go up and get Mac Jones. I just don't believe that.
And I'm with you, but you do hear Mac Jones' name as the guy the 49ers won, as the guy they traded up to get. And you hear it from so many different people in so many different places that it gets hard to not believe. Now, there they were, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the only coach and general manager in the NFL that were at Trey Lance's second pro day on Monday. That was for them. They helped design it, in fact. So they're obviously giving him and Justin Fields, they went through the same thing with the week before, a real serious look. Even if Mac Jones is their guy and that's the way they're leaning, they're definitely giving themselves the opportunity to, if that's the case, change their minds. So we'll see what happens. I still think one of those other two guys profiles as a quarterback that can help elevate the Kyle Shanahan offense and take it to places it hasn't yet been. Whereas Mac Jones profiles as the kind of guy that can deliver similar performance to what we've seen from the quarterbacks Kyle has had, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, et cetera. So I'm fascinated to see how it turns out. If somebody wanted me to bet money right now, I wouldn't. But if somebody forced me to bet money right now, I'd have to probably put it on Mac Jones. But I have not been able to shake the feeling since they made the trade that Lance makes a lot more sense and that ultimately that's where they may land.
Dan, I don't know about you, but I've always been fascinated with the Rooney family with Pittsburgh. Having three coaches over 50-plus years and Mike Tomlin signing another three-year deal. Have you talked to people in Pittsburgh about the way they go about their business? Because I'm sure if you're a team that's at least 8-8 or better every year, you'd like to keep your head coach in place as well. But, you know, there's always changes. So why the Rooneys? Why do they do this so well?
They believe that stability in the positions of leadership is key to success. They believe that, obviously, they know for a fact, the stats tell us, that players' careers are short. You're not going to be able to necessarily count on continuity like you've had with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that's unusual, right? But certainly at other positions. So they believe that they like to find the coach young, and hire him and really make sure that they let it be known that he's the coach. And Mike Tomlin's the coach of their team. Anybody who wants to come to Pittsburgh for the last 10, 15 years and for the next three knows for a fact that that's who the coach is going to be. And they feel like that gives them an advantage, not just in terms of establishing their internal culture, but also in terms of managing the inevitable ups and downs. They're heading into a year that has a lot of uncertainty in it. Is it going to be Ben Roethlisberger's final season? Are they going to be able to fill all the holes that were created by the players they lost for salary cap reasons? They have a lot of questions to answer, but because of that, they want to make sure that one of the big questions doesn't ever get asked, right? Like, it's a given that Mike Tomlin is the coach there, and they believe that he has shown that he's the right man to lead them through a period of uncertainty and to keep it steady at a time when others might not be able to. So astounding that it'll be, 56 years with only three coaches. But look, in the Super Bowl era, they've only had three coaches, fewer than any other team. You know, who's won more Super Bowls? Nobody, right? So obviously there's something to be said for that plan.
Hey, we appreciate all your time as always as we let you go. Does Chicago make a bold move up the draft board? Yes or no? What do you think?
I think no, because I just don't think one of those quarterbacks is going to slip far enough for them to be able to get up there. It's a huge move to go from 20 to, what, 8. And I don't know if they're going to be able to spend that.
Appreciate all your time, man. Enjoy the draft. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
See you. Dan Graziano, ESPN.
Think about that, Cap. You know, the NBA should have that model, right? To have a coach, if you have a believe in a head coach, and he's there for 10, 15, 20 years. Now, we used to have this. Didn't Wes Unseld have a long run with the Bullets?
He did.
Like, it's just like you believed in Wes that eventually you were going to break through. It just never happened, right? But you think of the Rooneys. Think about that. Like, I believe in you so much that you could have this job for life pretty much. Like, Mike Tomlin will be in that job until his hair turns gray, if it does turn gray.
Correct.
As long as he wants.
It's unbelievable.
I believe in you because we'll never be worse than 8-8 under you. Question is, if they ever get bad, you still stick with them because you believe in that head coach. That's got to be daunting for players too, right?
Got to be.
Like, I can't get rid of you, man, because you're in the job. I better work hard or I'm out.
Correct. You're not going anywhere.
Right. You'd love to have that stability, right?
You would.
Yeah.
Crazy. Sylvie struggled with the seven continents. Let's see if we can do better. Next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Don't forget Carmen Yurkin in a few minutes for Crosstalk. And then you've got Greeny at 2. You got Waddle and Sylvie. We got White Sox baseball 4:30. And then, provided the game doesn't take 17 hours to complete, the Black and Abdallah show.
Brother, it's the American League. They won't get on tonight.
Probably not.
It's American League.
Exactly.
They won't make it tonight. But I'm sure there will be a Black and Abdallah podcast.
Yes.
On the ESPN Chicago app.
They're very good about, if they have the evening off, of posting podcasts on the ESPN Chicago app on the front page. Look for Black and Abdallah. Danny, I'm going to hand the floor to you.
Well, gentlemen, we had a good laugh at Sylvie's expense. He could not name the seven continents. It was very funny. But I felt like it's not fair to laugh at Sylvie unless we put our stuff on the table as well. So, gentlemen,
our plums on the table.
Yes.
Plums.
I've asked all the fellas back here to name the five oceans. I will now ask you guys live on the radio to name the five oceans. We will start with David Emmanuel Kaplan. Stop Googling, please.
I'm
do not.
Not
look at your
phone. I have
phone.
Nothing on
Nobody
oceans here on my screen. Do I, Hood?
No.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You do have draft stuff, though.
I have draft stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the Bears are going to do.
The five.
Zach Wilson is not an ocean.
Exactly.
Immediately wrong.
The five oceans. I'll screw this.
Now,
up.
I will point out, JR got it right. Meller got it right. Carmen got it right. Yurko got it right. So it seems like it's pretty easy.
Indian Ocean. Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean.
Those were the easy three.
Correct. I'm going to F this up. I know I am. Is the Mediterranean considered an ocean?
No,
that's a sea.
No, that's a dish.
That's a sea.
That's a dish. It's a great place in Hyde Park, actually.
That's a sea.
Yeah. Not Billy Ocean. Get out of here, JR. Get out of here with your Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean.
Would you get out of here with that?
Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean. That's my favorite ocean. Danny Ocean from Ocean's 11.
Classic stalling techniques going on right now.
Should we take a break?
Abdallah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm willing to bet. Now, I just threw this out there, but I will bet you, Cap, $20 Hood knows it.
No, because he probably does.
Do I?
Hoodie, I hand you the floor.
Do I?
I don't know.
You might get...
I got your back, Hoodie.
After yesterday, you can't pull the African Ocean, Cap?
You've been pulling the African Ocean since August around here, haven't you not? Nonetheless.
Wow.
Nonetheless. All right. So, don't look it up, brother.
I'm off. I already lost.
Okay.
I'm
going to...
be on here looking for, you know, make sure you're right.
Okay, you said Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean.
And the Pacific.
The Southern Ocean.
There you go,
Arctic Hydro. Ocean and Pacific Ocean.
Yes, five, Hoodie.
Pacific Ocean.
There you go.
Good well job. Done. What does that say about your Skokie education there from your youth?
I was not a good student. But I did also. Hoodie had a minor in geography. I did not.
Because there was a hot girl in class.
No question about it.
That's why I took the class.
Correct. What class are you taking? I don't know. What are you taking? I'm studying geography. So am I.
Yes.
What a small world.
Yes.
So.
But the Pacific and the Atlantic, there we you know, because it's left coast, is west coast, east coast.
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, do I have time to play it, Nick Saban?
The Southern Ocean, you know what that is. That's Roll Tide. That's in Alabama. That's where correct. You can find. That's where you could find that. I think.
Danny, can I play Nick Saban?
Why don't we do it?
Why don't we save it? Yes, yeah. You could talk about it, not just okay. Play it and get out.
Well, I was going to play it and then
with our
talk
boys,
about
Carmen
it with
Yerk.
Them. Okay, you got it. We'll cross talk with Carmen and Yurko in 2 minutes.
2 minutes.